Crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in
You're time. Back in the zone, in the Fury Electric studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at Justin Acri 7 and Pat Bradley 22. Now, back to Justin Acri and Pat Bradley. Tournament week with coverage from the SEC, Sun Belt and High School Championship Tournaments is presented by First Security Bank. First Security, only in Arkansas.
As you can probably tell in the background, the band is fired up. ASU fans have settled in here at Lakefront Arena here in New Orleans. ASU's women about to tip it off here in about 20 minutes against Texas State. And the UALR women will follow against Western Kentucky later today. It's the UALR and ASU men squaring off. Two teams enter. One team leaves. The other team gets to stay and play Georgia State tomorrow. More on that coming up. It's also a huge weekend at Oaklawn. And Oaklawn, of course, the boat and truck giveaway tomorrow. A Dodge Ram truck and a Tahoe deck boat from Bradford Marine. You do have to be present to win. It is Rebel Stakes Day tomorrow, and there are a couple other huge feature races that we'll be talking about tomorrow on Oaklawn Race Day. I do want to mention, too, it is a special time and station, 10:30 tomorrow on our sister station, 106.7. So if you want to get a little preview on what's going on tomorrow and what's happening in the world of racing, Jeff and I will be on tomorrow, 10:30 on 106.7. But getting out to Oaklawn, it's going to be a great weekend. The infield will be open. It's going to be a lot of fun. And let's bring him in right now. Money, excited about it. And the Rebel Stakes, a huge step in the direction of the Arkansas Derby and the Triple Crown races.
It is, and it's, you know, I seem to say this every year, but Rebel Day has become, actually, in my opinion, one of the biggest days of the spring, not only here, but in the entire country. All eyes will be on Oaklawn, of course, for tomorrow. We got the Razorback and the Azaria, as you mentioned, both graded affairs that are going to back up the Rebel. Got a great allowance race on the undercard at Stakes Caliber, and just a lot going on, and it just has that feel to it. We've got some visiting media in the press box for the first time, really, in mass for the meeting, and it's just got all the feeling of just a tremendous afternoon racing.
Yesterday, I had a chance to go on the Oaklawn Anywhere account and place a couple of wagers. Luckily, two out of three came home for me, so it was a fun day. And again, the versatility and the usefulness of that thing is so much fun. And if you've got an account, great. If you don't, you need to get signed up because we're getting the final month-long push towards Arkansas Derby Day, which is coming up the second week of April. So I've been urging Pat to get on board. He keeps saying he's going to do it, so we got to get him in. I know Matty T already got on his a while ago. So
I was the first.
It is, and it's a great device. If you can't be at the racetrack, the next best thing is sitting at home in your own comfort of your sweats or whatever and watching the racing and betting on the racing. And it's just not going to end at the conclusion of our meet either, Justin, because we have the Kentucky Derby, the Triple Crown race is coming up, and you can continue to bet Oaklawn anywhere through those races as long as you're in Arkansas. And it's just a tremendous opportunity to really enjoy and expand your interest in the game.
No question about it. And I will tell you this, yesterday I was at a place that I've mentioned a couple of times, Ryan's Pub. And if you ever need to see a hockey game, a baseball, spring training baseball game, anything at all, they have anything and everything from a sports standpoint. So I've got the SEC tournament game. I'm watching Arkansas lose yesterday. The next TV, they have a NASCAR station up. I guess it was a speed channel, but they were showing the greatest NASCAR fights. And then they had TVG up, and so I'm watching Oaklawn racing yesterday too. So it was really a blast yesterday. I had a lot of good stuff happening from a sports standpoint, but that was fun as well, especially when you got a little interest in the races. But let's get into the card today. Because I know folks in Hot Springs this weekend, you got high school and you've also got a huge weekend at Oaklawn, so let's get into that card.
All right, it's a good one to warm things up for tomorrow. 10 races, a special 10 race Friday for us this afternoon, full fields from top to bottom, and that means always better betting value. We've been so fortunate to have all these large fields at Oaklawn when a lot of jurisdictions, to be quite honest, are struggling to fill races. But the opener here, very competitive. We've got state bred the maidens going, and I like number 10, Nate Thunder, to get the job done in his second career start. His first outing, not too bad, considering he got in a lot of trouble at the start. He's going to be ridden by Ken Tohill, who continues to impress. Ken, a journeyman, blue-collar rider that has really come into his own here for the first full season that he's raced with us, and he's not getting on all that many horses, but he knows what it takes to win, and he's going to get this 8-1 proposition home for us, I hope, in the opener. That's number 10, Nate Thunder. Second race, we go to the three-horse Ethical in here. He's been scratched out of a spot yesterday to try this group. I think it was a wise move. This spot a little bit softer for Ethical. 3-1, another Tohill mount, so we're hoping some good things from Mr. Tohill in the early double. Those numbers, 10, and 3. Let's move now to the featured ninth race on the program, and it's another good one. I went to the 8th horse here, Saturday Storms. I hope that's not a precursor to the weather tomorrow. We certainly could use some dry weather with as many people that we're going to have. But back to Saturday Storms here in the feature this afternoon, 10-1. This filly just never seems to get any respect. She's been overlooked in a couple of starts already at Oaklawn this year. She's managed to be involved in the trifecta on each occasion, one at 17-1, one at 6-1. She'll probably be right around that 6-7-1 price again this afternoon, and she always gives her effort, her best effort there. You've got the father-in-law and son-in-law combination there, John Court and Jinx Fire, sending Saturday Storms out in the feature. That, again, is the number 8 horse. Or Buzz Longshot play comes back in the 5th race of the afternoon, and it's going to be another decently priced horse for us, I believe, from the inside. I can get my pages turned over. I always seem to have... get all thumbs here. Number 1, Southern Maid, in the first good speed. Horse had, I think, a legitimate excuse last time out. Didn't really save much ground. She managed to run fourth. The couple of fillies in front of her, the second and third place performer out of that Remington race, came right back and won their very next start. So something of a key race there for Southern Maid in the 5th today. She makes her first start for a claiming price, and that nice 10-1 price would be great as well. That's number 1, Southern Maid, in the 5th, our Buzz Longshot play of the day.
There were a couple of scratches in that race as well. I do want to go back to the first race, I believe it was. Birds One is another horse that scratched yesterday to get into this race today. And when a horse scratches to get into a race the following day, and it's not like you're moving up and you're taking an opportunity to get into a big allowance race, typically why do you see that happen, and what does that tell you about what the trainer's thinking or what they expect from the horse, if anything?
Well, usually they're similar conditions, but not exactly the same conditions with the two races involved. And really you look over a spot that you see that you're in maybe the day before, a little tougher than maybe what you anticipated. And hope always springs eternal in this game, so you kind of scratch out of that spot, maybe get into a maybe more favorable condition or a more favorable group as far as friendly or competition. So it's always a thinking man's game when you kind of juggle your entries like that, but it happens, and these horses do win quite frequently.
All right, well, tomorrow again, a special edition of Oaklawn Race Day on 106.7 at 10:30 in the morning. So we'll get an early start tomorrow, Jeff, and a big day of racing. 3 big feature races, including, of course, the Rebel, which will help set the tone for the Arkansas Derby in about a month.
Indeed, it will. Looking forward to it, Justin.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. That is Jeff Money Taylor from Oakland. We're going to go back to Hot Springs in our next segment. My bad, Matt. Sorry about that. We're going to go back in just a little bit, and we will talk to R.J. Hawk by phone. He's also in Hot Springs. Big day of high school basketball yesterday. There's another great slate of games today, and, of course, tomorrow we've got